Okay, since we start the record, hi everyone, and thanks for joining today call for the MIC work strategy working group. So today, for in our agenda, we are going to go through or having a review of the strategy document. So in the previous calls, we worked on the strategical regional goals, targeted outcome and activities, and we populated the strategy document template, and we added some bits to the documents with regard to overview and so on. So this is just to prepare as a last step before the public comment. And the document was shared last week. So we are aiming to finalize this week, since the target date for the public consultation is the 17th of February, and I believe we need to deliver before for ICANN-COM's team to prepare and so on. Okay, so let's go quickly through the strategy document, and I would like to ask Fahd if he can do a quick briefing explanation about the structure or the outline of the document.
Yes, thank you, Rafiq, and hello, everybody. So just two quick things, actually, before I dive into the strategy document. So number one, Bahar will not be able to attend, actually. He has some other business to do. Number two, I'd like to welcome a new colleague of ours. She comes by the name of Sahar Sagiroglu. She's based in our Istanbul office. She just joined the Global Stakeholder Engagement team today. Of course, she's not new to ICANN. She worked with the compliance team for the past 6 years, and then she just moved from one department to another. Sahar actually will be supporting you all in the strategy work as well, of course, in addition to Bahar and myself. So Bahar's team is now consists now of three members, and Sahar will actually be focusing a little bit more on Turkey, hoping that our regional strategy work will have a louder voice in Turkey. So setting all that aside, I can go through the strategy document. So in developing the strategy document, we try to keep it very simple, just keeping in mind that we would like people to read this document and at the same time ensure that it actually includes the key components that should be in there. So the first section is an executive summary, and it kind of more or less covers the key topics in a summarized manner that the strategy will go in line with ICANN's 2021-2025 strategic plan. And then it mentions that the strategy working group agreed that there are four of the five focus areas are of relevance to the region. Of course, not all goals within each focus area is something that the strategy will be covering. And of course, we made it very clear that on an annual basis, we will be having an action plan to actually implement the strategy. So this is the first section. Of course, if anybody has any comments or any feedback or anything to add, please go ahead before I move on to the next section. All right, so hearing none. So moving to the next section, it's a really quick introduction. Of course, we start by saying that we had, so prior to this strategy, there were two strategies, one that concluded, which is the 2013-2016 regional strategy, and the other one, which is the current running strategy, which of course concludes on the 30th of June of 2020. Now, the first section here talks about the strategy working group, and it talks a little bit about the history from the time we did public consultation with the community, which led to the formation of a new strategy working group, which consists of the current members, and of course, the mandate of the strategy working group, and some of the really quick timelines that occurred, and some of the timelines that we expect until we deliver the final strategy document and start working on the first annual implementation plan. Of course, the second section is on the geographic scope. It lists the countries that the strategy includes. And then the third section talks very briefly about the alignment with ICANN's 2021-2025 strategic plan, which is the backdrop for this regional strategy. So this is the second section, really in a nutshell. I can stop there and accept any feedback or comments, if any.
Okay, thanks, Fahd. So I think in terms of outline and the first section or part are basically based on, our plan, and just to explain about the working group and the goal and so on. So I think it's a facts-based section, and so I don't see any problem with that part. So unless people see anything missing or they want to add something, I guess it's, I don't see any problem here. But let's see if there is anyone in the in the queue. Okay, seeing nobody in the queue or any comment, I guess it's okay. So you can continue with the rest of the strategy document.
Okay, thank you, Rafiq. So moving on to the third section of the strategy document, it lists the strategic focus areas, the different goals, the targeted outcomes, and the proposed actions. So this was really more or less a copy paste of the famous Google document that we used, where everybody kind of populated content there. So what we did is that we cleaned that up. We made sure that we have consensus on what it includes, and we just copy pasted that in this format. So for each focus area, we listed its strategic objective, the regional goals that are of relevance to the region. So we took the wording exactly as is from the ICANN 2021-2025 strategic plan. And of course, we did some amendments to some of the goals. Then we list the target outcomes and some proposed actions. Of course, I can see that some folks are still putting input. So for example, here in the second strategic focus area on ICANN's governance, we have Shukri who lists an extra action, and this is something, of course, we would like the rest of the strategy working group to debate. Of course, I'm not going to read each and every one of this because we've worked for weeks on all of this, and really this is the content that is in here. Of course, I can see some more additions from Hadia, and yeah, there is also one small footnote or a small note towards the end that talks about finances. Of course, we did agree that finances is not of relevance to us directly, at least, but there was some input there. Hadia, go ahead.
Thank you, Fat, for this great work and for putting this together. So I basically wanted to say that I put two minor comments. One, in 3 point, 3.3.2, I think. Yeah, just a second. 3.3.2. I added a goal, correct. which is to promote the role of ICANN as it relates to the unique identifiers within the community. Because the reason I put this, because I thought you and Beher are already performing this role. So in many of the workshops or sessions or seminars, you stand up, or Beher stands up if he's there, and you take like an hour or maybe 20 minutes or 15 minutes talking about ICANN's role and how the internet works through ICANN. So I thought that this is a role that is already being done, but is not reflected in the goals, and that's why I put that one. And then there's I put an S somewhere. It's with regard to the 3.1.2. We were talking about supporting the development of 3.1 security. It's up 3.1.2. Yeah, I just put an S where support the development of technical capacities and the building of regional networks, I thought, and maybe not one network, or maybe if we want one network, then we can say the regional of building of a regional network. I'm not sure if we mean regional networks or one network. So, and that's a question to be posed to the whole group, yeah. And then with regard to Shokri's addition,
okay, Hadia, so
I like the idea, but Fahd, your voice is fading. Your voice is fading. Yeah, it's better now.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, so with regard to what Shokri added, I like the idea. I'm not sure though what she really means by it, like what kind of project, and is it like counting the members, or I'm not sure really what he what kind of project he has in mind. So maybe he can elaborate on that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Hadia. Go ahead, Rafi.
Okay, thanks, Fats. Okay, so I see that it's kind of a late addition to the strategy document. So we spent some time to go through this. Okay, so what Shokri is proposing, I don't think it's a problem. Anyway, it's we are supposed to evaluate and measure the activities. So I'm not sure it necessarily means initiating a project, but I guess just we can say measure the engagement in of the regional community and so on and so on. So I think that's fine. I mean, it's not a problem. I would have preferred that that's come earlier, so we can have everyone to weigh in. The one from Hadia. I guess it's fine. I mean, it's fine. I mean, just to think, adding like a kind of regional goals, it would have required more discussion if there is any target outcome and so on, but I guess it's also fine. I mean, those changes are okay, I guess. I would have preferred that it should be shared earlier, so everyone could have a chance to review and agree on, but what happened. So I guess we can go with those. And I guess what we need just to do is now to put the document in in a situation that we don't make substantive changes. We are doing review just to confirm if there is no strong objection, if everyone is fine, but we should really avoid making substantial changes in the late stage since we are close to publish the strategy report. And this is just to go to for public consultation, public comment. And so we will have to review the input and making changes and to finalize the strategy document anyway. Okay. So let's see if there is any comment or question.
Yeah, Rafiq, so there's a question from Shukri in the chat room. So are we going to add some reference document?
The question is, what's what reference document then? I'm not sure. Shukri, what do you mean by reference document? Yes, Shukri, please go ahead. Or Adia. Yes,
thank you, Rafiq. I think reference documents, ICANN strategic plan was one of our reference documents in using in developing this this strategy. I'm not sure what else did we use, but the thing that I can think of is ICANN strategic plan, strategic document.
Okay. I guess we can add that. I mean, it's okay. We can add either like as a footnote or at the end. Basically use the ICANN strategy and just maybe for reference, like the previous Middle East and adjoining countries strategy for the two last strategy documents. So I think that we can refer to them probably as a footnote or just even adding them make that clear. Yeah. Okay. So that's also possible.
Can I jump in here? Yes, thank you. So I just would like to reflect on all the questions and discussions that took place. So Hadi, you asked about regional network versus regional networks of technical experts. I mean, this is something that is probably unclear to us at this point in time. Definitely. I mean, it could be a network. It could be more than one network. But yeah, I mean, I personally don't mind adding it as regional network, or maybe even better, we can just add maybe two brackets here to denote that it could be one network or it could be more than one network. So that's the first point. Second point, Shukri asks about initiate a project aiming at measuring the engagement of the regional community in ICANN work, including the policy development process and provided to regularly since the first strategy, is that at the end of every fiscal year, we evaluate the work that was undertaken the past 12 months, and we report this to the community so that people can see how the strategy is progressing. And of course, we look at we also do a survey, a regional survey, on our engagement in the region, and we seek with the community or explore with the community what are their needs for the next 12 years. So this is an exercise we do at two different fronts. So one is through the regional strategy, and the other is an ICANN community survey just targeting stakeholders from the Middle East. This is something that we do. And of course, if you have other ways where we could measure this work, I mean, please feel free to do that. On the point made by Hadia, promote the role of ICANN as it relates to the unique identifier within the community. So this is really our role. So our role as global stakeholder team is to engage with the community, the DNS industry at several aspects. And actually, this is, it's quite funny because me and Bahar were discussing this when we were working on this document, and we were in agreement that this is the crux of our role as GSC. And actually, if we go back to 3.2 on ICANN's governance, there is a point that says continue to bring more community members from the region to participate in ICANN's multi-stakeholder process. And when we say here multi-stakeholder, we mean all stakeholder groups. So as you can see, I mean, this point would be kind of repeated across all the four focus areas that we've agreed to. Now Shukri asks about references. So in our work here in the document, and I'm actually scrolling up, wherever we needed to reference or to something, we did. So for example, in section two, we referred people to the two strategies before this one. There's also a link to ICANN's 2021-2025 strategic plan. I can see that in Shukri's, in the chat room, Shukri is referring to referencing working groups and review teams and stuff like that. Again, these are working group specific, unless there is really a specific reason to put these references. I think the current references in the strategy document as they stand should be adequate. So for example, Shukri, you're talking about the government's plan to improve the multi-stakeholder model, or maybe streaming review, ICANN org review proposals. So these are specifics actually. Maybe we could include them in the action plan. I don't know. But again, if you really see that these could be referenced in the strategy document, I mean, please feel free to suggest a place to put them in. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Fat. So I guess we can make the changes or that you you suggested. So the last comment from Shukri, streamlining the organizational review proposal or the bylaws mandated review, I don't think those are something we can refer to. In our document, we didn't go through them, and this is our more related to all the ICANN reviews. So we didn't use them anyway as a document for our work. Okay, so I see that if we can go with those changes, and I guess we can stabilize that part. To the last part of the document that's related to how say this one and comment. So I'm suggesting a language. I hope that it works and that we discussed before in terms of when we discussed about the ICANN finance. We didn't have any specific regional objective or goal, but we discussed that we can have as a guiding principles that when we work on the action or activity that we should be mindful about the cost and also the funding. So I'm suggesting just some language in terms of to explain that's what we are using, and also that this will also help us when we are going to work on the implementation phase or to go in the details about the activities and action. So that's the language. So if there is no objection, we can add that one to clarify the last part. Okay. Any comment? Question? Okay, so let me check here again if there is any concern about the document or because it's just we went through the changes and comments. Yes, Hadia, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafiq. I just wanted to note that I do support your addition with in relation to the fifth strategic focus area, finances. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Hadia. Okay, I guess with that, and if there is no any concern, the action will be just for Fahad to accept the edit changes and to do any updates that we discussed, and we just sent the document to the list as a kind of call for consensus. But I think we need to let's say close that as soon as possible. So just let's clarify the process. We are targeting the 17th, which is just next Monday, as the start of the public comment, and it will be for how long, and by when we need to send to the ICANN comms team.
Yeah, okay, thank you, Rafiq. So yes, we are targeting this document to go out for public comments next Monday, 17th February. And actually, we need to do the submission to the policy team this coming Thursday, because I understand that next Monday is a public holiday in Los Angeles, so our offices will be closed. And in order to meet that target, we need to submit, we need to submit everything by Thursday so that my colleagues can process things internally by Friday. We need to share this with comms at the earliest possible. My preference would be sometime today so that they can fine-tune it in terms of language and, of course, do the necessary communications push. We also need to upload it somewhere on the internet so that we can reference people to it. So, yeah, I mean, once this document is final, there is some extra work, some administrative work from our end. And so, yes, the earliest possible, the best. And I just want to, and of course, the document will remain for public comments for 6 weeks, for 42 days. That's how ICANN public comments are. And one thing I would like to note is that even after the document goes out for public comment, we are not closing the window for discussions amongst the strategy working group members. So if anybody identifies gaps in this document, yes, you are more than welcome to add to it so that we can fill up these gaps. And hopefully, yeah, the comments that we receive, if any, could complement this work. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Fahad. So we are here delivering a strategy document for public comment. But the whole purpose of putting for public consultation is to get input and feedback. So to review those comments and make any necessary changes to the strategy document and finalize it. And if I recall, I think we are aiming for April, May to finalize and to publish a final strategy document. So I think in terms of work for the team, we can check if we need to schedule some calls. Probably not next week, but we will see how we can organize our work in the meantime and how we can also do some outreach to our community to get input that will help us or guide us in terms of to deliver a final strategy document. So I guess to be ready with what you described as the internal deadlines, so let's have the updated version today, so you can share it to the list. And I guess this can be also shared with the comms team, because that's almost what we will put anyway for the public comments, so they can start the work. And just we will have really short call or call for consensus in the mailing list, just to see that everyone is on board and that it will be done by Thursday, so you can send to the ICANN policy team to publish the strategy document for public comment. Okay, any question? Okay, so I think what is more important is not now, this is just one step, one milestone, but it's really, we need to get input. So please encourage everyone to make a comment. It's not just our regional community. It can be the different SOAC stakeholder group and constituency. We need as much as possible input that will help us and see if there is any gap. And as also Fahd mentioned, anyone can share thought in meantime, because the work will continue anyway. Just we will now reorganize ourselves and see the next steps during the public comment and after. And probably we will get some updates when it's about Cancun meeting, and we will leverage that to present the deliverable and try to get some input there. Okay. Is there any suggestion, idea how we can do with the outreach or to encourage more people to comment? So 42 days, I think it can be enough. The document's not too long, but it's... people still have to draft comments anyway.
Okay, thank you, Rafiq. I think as soon as it is published, I can introduce it to the at-large community through the Consolidated Policy Working Group. And we can think also how to introduce it to other members of the community. I can also refer to it if you wish, because it would be out there for public comment. I can refer to it during workshops or sessions done locally. So if people are interested and would like to read the strategy and maybe put in their comments, it would be good as well. Thank you.
Thanks, Ali. Yes, we have to leverage in everyone their side, our groups and our networks to get input. I guess, if I'm not mistaken, there will be some blog posts, something to present the strategy document, so it's easy also to share for information.
Yeah, thanks, Rafiq. So yes, from ICANN AUG's perspective, we did mention our communications team. They will be developing some kind of a plan around it in terms of social media posting, occurrence of these postings, every when will they reoccur. Of course, there will be a blog post written by Baher, posted on the ICANN blog webpage. And of course, we as staff, we will be sending it out via mailing lists, and of course, more important, via one-on-one emails with the wider internet community or the wider ICANN community, let's say, in our region, in the Middle East. Of course, we will be talking to people, even with people from outside the region, to see if there is anything that they are up to that maybe we could benefit from in our strategy document. Of course, we will be looking at other strategy documents in other regions of ICANN. So our colleagues in the LAC region and our colleagues in Africa are also working on updating their regional strategies to go in line with ICANN's 2021-2025 strategic plan. So we do have some ideas. And of course, we will be working very closely with you as the strategy working group members on this. And of course, we will be updating you in due time on what we are up to and what we're.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Matt. So I guess that's it. This is just one step or a milestone. There is still a lot of things to do. So I want to thank everyone for the participation and helping to draft this. Strategy document. I want to thank Hadia as the vice chair, and also Beher and Fahd for their support and guidance. What I also want to add is it's important for us as a group from our region to do our best and to participate more. This is just a strategy document, but there are a lot of to do. Okay, I don't want also to forget Magali and also Sarah, who just joined us. So as you can see, different people were working for this effort. So I want to thank you all, and there are more to do. So with that, I think we can adjourn the call for today.
Yeah, thank you, Rafiq. And I just would like to add a really quick comment. I mean, yes, we too as ICANN staff very much appreciate the work and the efforts that were injected by strategy working group members who have been with us from day one. And actually, this is from you to the wider internet community in the region, which we hope would be of benefit. And yes, I would like to echo what you mentioned in that, yes, even if we will be having a draft strategy document, there's still a lot of work to do in the form of finalizing the strategy document, developing annual action plans, and of course, evaluating all this work, and of course, helping us out with our different engagements. So yes, we just started our work. There's much, much more to be done. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Thanks, Fahd, and thanks, everyone. I guess with that, we can close today's call. And anyway, we can continue and follow up in the mailing list. And there are more to do anyway. Okay, thank you all, and bye-bye.